Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning. Good morning. So glad to see you guys here. I'm sure all of you know from the news how many things are happening. We have had three major catastrophes that relate to fear and hate. And so I don't like to usually put our attention on that. But today, I'd like to focus our meditation on clearing those from our own bodies, because we're not going to be able to go up north right now and do anything physical. But we can be here and do something very powerful by clearing those energies from ourselves, which lessens it on the planet. And I want to start, please, before I even get into the meditation part, with everybody, just close your eyes and sit back, and let's take a moment of silent contemplation of compassion and kindness to the people who've been hurt in the last week, which is really all of us in many ways, but I'm thinking more specifically the people who have been shot and killed and sent bombs and various other things. So just close your eyes and tune within, turn within, and allow yourself to be aware of having compassion for all those in need right now. Just simply be aware of a compassionate vibration and allow it to flow to those people in need. Everyone in the country has been affected, so you can allow that compassion and kindness to flow out to the world. You say there's so few of us, but we're spirit, and there are no limits. Take a nice deep breath, and let's go right into our personal meditation to continue this particular vibration. So I want you to be aware of your grounding, which allows us to be focused as spirit in the physical body and through the physical body to manifest what we as spirit wish to create. Let that grounding cord that we know how to create flow from your first chakra near the base of your spine, all the way to the center of the earth. Let that grounding cord flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until that grounding cord that you, the spirit, are creating connects with the center of the earth. Be aware that this belongs to all of us. This planet is like our larger body. And each of us are responsible for caring for our personal body and doing our part for this wonderful larger body that we call Earth. As you ground, allow yourself to own this planet. And be aware of the care that you take of your body and those around you translates to the planet. Make this connection. Create a stability for yourself and therefore everyone around you. Now, everyone is spirit. You've all heard this before. It may take a little while for it to adjust in your system. But you are. You're a spark of the divine force. Everyone is. Yes, the people you like and the people you don't like. But I want you to be aware of you, that brilliant light that's part of the cosmic. And allow yourself to come to the top of your head. Stop there and be aware of yourself as spirit. As spirit, you're so incredibly capable. Now be aware that you're sitting on the top of your head, and that body has limits. It's capable too, but it has many limits. And as you enter this body that's yours, and come to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Be aware that your responsibility on earth is right here. What do you create through this body? What do you add to the larger body of our whole group on the planet? Be in the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, and just let yourself shine for a moment. Being grounded and shining in the center of your head, all on itself adds a tremendous healing to the world. So remember, your grounding is not only for connecting you to the planet, but also tremendously beneficial in releasing energies from your body, things you no longer want, things you would like to let go of. Now, all bodies have fear. That's just part of being in a body. All bodies have hate. All bodies have all of the emotions. And so what we're wanting to do as spirit is gain seniority or ownership of the body and the way it communicates, which is with emotions. You don't have emotions. You are spirit. The body has the emotions. So as you are grounded and sitting in the center of your head, allow yourself to be aware of the fear in your body. Remember, everybody has fear. And I want you to use your grounding to start to let it go. You may recognize some of the fear that you begin to release down your grounding cord relates to your past. Oh, this fear has to do when I was 3 years old, or when I was 15, or 21. Let it go. Those fears have no meaning for you anymore. The only fear that's important or beneficial to you and your body is something that's causing a fear in the present. And at the moment, there are no saber-toothed tigers in the room. So there's nothing that I know of to be afraid of in the present moment. So simply drain off, let go of the fear. Some of us who are older have more than the younger people, just because we've been around a little longer. Now, stay as much as you can in the center of your head, where you, the spirit, are able to be neutral about this process. Maybe your body nearly died and it's terrified of that. You, the spirit, probably thought it was a great fun adventure. Be aware, you, the spirit, and your body are totally different. If you have any difficulty being neutral in the center of your head, go to the top of your head. Now, what we are doing is draining our little part of planet Earth of the energy that's causing so much disturbance. So many people I've heard make this statement, it doesn't seem like the United States I used to know. And so bodies are afraid. They're afraid of the unknown. What's going to happen next? Let go of your fear, and you become a grounded, neutral presence, and you affect everything around you. Remember to breathe. Fear is something the body doesn't like. It's my least favorite emotion. What fear does is it freezes you, makes it difficult for you to function. Have you ever been in a situation where you're not able to do what you need to do, and you need to act in some way, but you can't because you're frozen with fear? Let that go. You are spirit. You have the ability to be in charge of your body. And the best thing you can do to be in charge is to ground and release. and be in a neutral space in the center of your head. Now, everything is energy. I'm not a physicist, so I won't try to intellectually explain that to you, but just believe everything is energy. Everything's in motion. And anything you have within yourself, you can release, even that fear. Everything's on a vibratory scale, and the emotions go from fear to love. We might just keep it at enthusiasm, because love is a really high vibration. But fear is a very low vibration, and let's say enthusiasm is a very high vibration. So let's move one step up that emotional scale to hate. Because one of the things about fear is it has lots of creations. I had a cousin who had a mushroom farm, believe it or not. And I went to visit and found it very fascinating. And the mushrooms, as you really already probably know, grow on manure, sterilized manure. Everybody says, well, I won't eat mushrooms anymore. It's sterilized. And that's like fear to me. Fear is the manure on which many things grow that aren't always beneficial. And I want you to let go of any hate within yourself. And remember, we all have all emotions. I remember one time I was teaching a class, and there was a young woman who's, you know, I was helping them let go of hate, and she said, well, I don't have any hate. And I said, okay. I said, do you have any fear? She said, yes, I have a lot of fear. I said, well, then you have hate. Because it's a product of fear. So as you begin to release this from yourself, notice how it clears your body. Fear will put you into a state of being frozen, but hate will get you into motion. Or some people. Don't judge your hate. Don't judge your fear. Be neutral. It's part of being in a body. So while you're releasing hate, I want you to be aware. What is that hate in your body? What have you taught your body to hate or allowed your body to hate? You may find it's something that you did when you were a child that doesn't apply in the present. Let go of the hate. Remember to breathe. Bodies need oxygen. All emotions are communication from your body to you. What is your body saying to you with hate? Is it a way of trying to protect it? I remember one lady who was a student many years ago wrote an article one time and expressed the fact that she always believed that hate was the strongest thing there was. And after she'd been here for a while, she came to realize that love was the strongest thing there is. And hate is really not strong at all. But she spent a good deal of her youth hating a lot of things. Let go of the hate. Know yourself. What do you hate and what do you need to change within you to let that go? Recently, we've seen some examples of people's hate that had no control. And remember, it was based on fear. I see fear as the most dangerous emotion in the human body because it grows all kinds of other things. Just to list a few besides hate, you know, greed, that's a fun thing that comes from fear. But we're not going to deal with that today. Let's just stick with fear and hate. Everybody says, oh, joy. Take some nice deep breaths and just let go of the hate. Let it go down your grounding cord. And we're going to let go of the fear and hate for a moment. Let yourself, that bright light, be in the center of your head once again. You are spirit. You are part of the divine force. You have the ability to rise above any of the emotions of the body. Take some nice deep breaths and enjoy your grounding and being neutral. And let's bring a bright gold energy through the room, through ourselves, to help us enjoy our spiritual vibration and our ability to communicate as spirit, to heal as spirit, to rise above some of the body's levels. So just create a bright gold sun above your head and allow that gold energy to flow to you and through you. Just let it fill your body with light. And as it moves through you, let it cleanse anything from your body that doesn't match that light. Let that gold energy go on into the planet and also heal the planet. Breathe in, breathe out. Do that again if you need to. You can always add a little amusement to your life to help you rise above some of the heavier emotions. How does your body respond to the gold vibration? This can help you clear energies you do not want from your body, such as the fear and the hate that are so prevalent at this point on planet Earth. Unfortunately, this transition is not just affecting the United States, it's affecting the entire world. Be aware, it's affecting all of us. And we can use it as an incredible opportunity to cleanse from us anything we do not want within us anymore. We do not have to match the fear and the hate. We can show people another way, a way to rise above it, to change and to heal and to create in a whole new way. The world has been very focused on fear and hate for a long time. There's a change happening, big change. Join in by making your focus be a spiritual one, to rise above this tremendous physical pull. I'm going to give you just a moment of silence to communicate. Let's communicate with Jesus the Christ today. Because if anybody knew about other people's fear and other people's hate, it was this soul. So I want you to say hello to Jesus and allow yourself to get into the present with this great soul. It's been quite a while. Let yourself be in the present moment and communicate with him spirit to spirit. And allow yourself to receive information from him about rising above these strong emotions of fear and hate. And let yourself receive. It could be in words or images, or simply a feeling. But I'll give you a few moments of silence to talk to Jesus about rising above. Remember, Jesus forgave everyone. We don't have to expect ourselves to rise to that level of perfection or ability, but simply follow the path, and day to day, you become more and more clear, more and more able to forgive, move on, heal, by not living in the hate and fear level. You'll show other people the way, just as he did. Then ask Jesus to give you a healing, to assist you to let go of anything you want to and rise above, acknowledging yourself as spirit and your body as your wonderful vessel, and the planet also as a vessel for our creativity, our learning. And receive from Jesus. Then thank Jesus and let go of your awareness of him. He, like all the other great teachers, are with us all the time. You can call on them anytime and any place. Then let's take a few moments to end our meditation by having our personal communion with our own God. So remember that gold energy flowing through you. As it goes into the earth, let it be shared with the planet. And then be in the center of your head or on top of your head, either one. And say hello to your God. And receive a hello in return. I want you to meditate for a moment on the reassurance of your ability to rise above the challenges of the planet, the challenges of your life. And begin to see yourself and operate as spirit. Let's ask God to assist all those in need at this point. Give them comfort. Give them strength. Come back to the physical world. Be aware of your body. Be aware of your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Thank your God for all that you have and do receive. Begin to be aware of the body around you. Pat your knee. You may want to move your foot. Be here in the present moment with your body, and when you're ready, open your eyes. And hello, 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 hello. I'd like to end by just saying that you have the information to go into the world and be a light. And you don't have to do anything to be a very bright light in this world. Simply use the spiritual techniques and you are a light. And there are those in the world who will see you and will respond to that light. So validate your ability to have an impact on this world with the simple information that you know and let yourself use it every day.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.